All right. Good morning. That was awesome. Good music. I can't wait till tonight. I've invited some of my friends. Maybe they'll show up. I still got some heathen friends out there, too. You know, hopefully they'll show up. Lynn and I, again, just love the opportunity to serve here. Thank you guys one more time. Maybe we put this behind us now and move on, right, to what God's calling us to do here. Thank you for praying for my knee. I got the, you know, as some of you know, I had some knee problems and I got a little cortisone shot, and that was like a miracle, man. Now it's like I don't have a problem at all. But I'm still going to go see the doctor. What's that? You've had two of them?
No, just about 2 weeks.
Yeah, I know. That's what people have been telling me, so I'm feeling better today. Then a couple of days ago, I started losing my voice. I was like, what's up with this? Man, old devil, he's a liar, isn't he? He's the father of lies, you know, and so I'm going to move on, though. So, you know, I'm going to move on for sure. All right, so let's get into the God's Word this morning and see what He has for us. Let's pray first. Is that okay? All right, let's do that. Father, I thank You, Lord, as always, for the opportunity to brag on Jesus. Lord, I thank You, Lord, for this church and our church family. Lord, I pray for all the things that we have planned tonight and next weekend. And Lord, I pray, Lord, that You'll bring people in that do not know You, Lord. Yes, we definitely want to minister to each other and love on each other and have fun and bring glory to You, Lord, but we want to win souls too, and we want folks that are lost to be able to come in and find a place that they feel welcome and loved. And so, Lord, we do go about into the highways and the byways and compel them to come in. Or so these festivities and stuff, that they can bring people to Christ. So, Lord, we do want folks to get saved. And we just give it all over to You. We pray for this message this morning that will not just be my words, but You'll speak to us all and teach us. And we love You in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, so we're going to be in Philippians chapter 4, verse 4 and 7. Excuse my water bottle up here, but it'll be all right. All right, so the Bible says, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. It says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen. I would like to share with you this morning about the importance of personal prayer life to overcome anxiety and worry. Many Christians, many folks who have been in the church for a long time, who love God, struggle with anxiety. They struggle with worry. If you struggle with anxiety and worry, or you know someone who does, it is my prayer and hope this morning that you will find and accept that peace that surpasses all understanding, and that you will gain the information and knowledge so that you can share this good news with other folks that's in your life that struggles with anxiety and worry. Amen? Amen. Matthew chapter 6, verse 34 says, therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will have enough cares for itself. It says, each day has enough trouble of its own. Luke 25, verse 12 says, and which of you, by worrying, can add a single hour to your life? Now, This is one of the best definitions that I've ever heard about the word worry. A wise man once told me that worry is like a speedy getaway on a wooden horse. You get it? Remember the old cowboy days where the guy would be on the roof of the building and he'd try to get a speedy getaway and he'd jump off on his horse and take off? Well, he said, worry is like a speedy getaway on a wooden horse. So you can ride that baby all day long, but you ain't going to get nowhere. You're just going to end up tired, frustrated, and wore out. Okay? Doesn't that sound like the consequences of worry? It does. One day Jesus was walking through town and Martha asked him to come into her house and rest and eat. Now Martha was the sister of Lazarus. And Jesus and Lazarus and Martha and Mary, they were all friends, you know, and they hung out at Starbucks and that kind of thing. And they were close friends, and Jesus loved Martha and Mary, loved Lazarus. I mean, he loved Lazarus. Now, Mary, who was Martha's sister, was really hanging out in the living room with Jesus while he was talking and sharing the good news. And Mary was listening, you know, and she was hanging out with the feet of Jesus, just sitting on the floor. I could see her there sitting, you know, listening to the Lord as he's sharing, you know, good news. Now, Martha, what was she doing? Martha was busy, stressed out, running around, worried about the house being clean, the turkey in the oven, the peas, the butter beans cooking in the smoked ham hocks. Well, not really. That's not really what it said. But forgive me, I'm a little hungry, I guess. You know, I don't know. But Mary was focused, right, on the right things. Martha was focused on the wrong things. The point is, she was focused on the wrong things, and it caused her anxiety and worry. You see, Jesus points it out real clear in Luke chapter 10, verse 41. Now listen to this, guys. The Lord said to Martha, remember, Martha was running around all busy and stressed out, worried about the house and, you know, and everything. And she was really a little jealous, really, because she was like trying to be a little passive aggressive with Mary, saying, look, she's over here sitting around not doing anything. I'm running around trying to get everything done. So Jesus said this, he said to Martha. Martha said, you are worried and bothered about so many of these little things, but only one thing is really necessary. For Mary has chosen the good part, which shall not be taken away from her. In other words, Mary was doing the right thing. She was hanging out with the Lord. Jesus said Martha was worried and bothered. Now, if you look up that word bothered in the Greek and you get down and look at what it means, in the Greek, that word bothered, it means to be anxious in our thoughts. Think about that. So we learn from the Word of God that the first thing we need to do to find victory over anxiety and worry is to take our eyes off the issue or the situation or the problem and place our eyes on Jesus and keep our focus on Him. Amen? Jesus says that He is the way, the truth, and the life. And we need to learn how to replace that false belief of whatever lie that it may be telling ourselves, or the enemy may be whispering a lie into your ear. We need to learn how to replace that false belief with the truth of God's Word. Okay? So how do we do that? We need to learn what God says about our issue. We need to learn what God says about our problem. We need to learn what God says about our issue that we may be going through. And then we need to agree with the Word of God. What does the Word of God say about this or this? Then we need to agree with the Word of God, and then we need to pray the truth over our life. Pray the truth over your family's life or your situation or what you're going through. See, we must learn how to speak the truth over our lives. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 21 says, "The power of life and death is in our tongue." Now, obviously, it's not talking about this organ in our mouth. But what it's talking about is the words that we say over ourselves. Y'all getting this? The words that we say over other people. It's the power of life and death. And this is so much more, the complete opposite of any what the natural world would call positive mental attitude. Or I like to jokingly call Peter Pan magic. Remember that? Happy thoughts. Remember that Peter Pan movie? Who was the guy that did it? Robin Williams? You know, I thought it was a pretty good little movie, Peter Pan. And sorry. This is spiritual warfare we're talking about. This is us being able to speak life. Remember, Jesus says, "I am the what? Way, truth, and the life." This is us being able to speak the truth, the life, the way over our life. Now, it may sound something like this. I don't think I'll be able to pay my bills next month. Well, what's the truth? Philippians 4:19 says, "My God shall supply all my needs according to His riches in Christ Jesus." Well, you don't know, Brother Dallas. I feel tired. I'm not sure if I can keep going on. Well, you know what? Philippians 4:13 says, "I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength." See how there's a lie, and then we replace it with the truth? Well, I feel like nobody really cares about me. Well, Luke 12:7 says, "The very hairs of my head are numbered by God, and I'm more valuable than gold and silver." And you can throw in all kind of other verses there when we memorize them. I'm a child of God, right? I'm made in His image. No matter what the enemy tries to tell you in your mind, that you may be worthless or no good, or you're not going to amount to anything, or I'm not going to be able to find the right husband or the right wife, or I'm worried about my children and how they're going to turn out and that kind of thing. Replace that lie or that false belief with the truth of what God's Word says. And this begins to reduce that anxiety, right? And that worry. And then we begin to trust what God says about this. I'm afraid. I'm fearful. 2 Timothy 1:7 says, "God did not give us a spirit of fear, but of love and power and a sound mind." So we must keep our mind on Jesus and not on our problem or our issue or situation. Now, verse 6 in the text, the Philippians 4:4-7, verse 6 says, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God." Now, as we continue to study about prayer and how we find victory over anxiety and worry, let's take a look at these three words. Supplication, thanksgiving, and requests. Okay. Many years ago, when I first started developing a personal prayer life, I used to use this little prayer method. Now, again, I'm not trying to tell you there's a, a way to pray. I mean, Jesus gave us, you know, right? The ultimate prayer, you know? And then, you know, I really believe that prayer, either the Greek or the Hebrew, it doesn't matter, is basically communicating one to a God, one to another. It's communicating with the Lord. It's communicating with God. But here's a little method I'm going to share with you. Just from the little bit that I know you guys, probably most of you have good prayer lives. Some of you might find this beneficial. Some of you might not. But all of us can use this for a new Christian that we're working with in our life to help them start a personal prayer life. All right, you ready? There's three P's in a pot of prayer. Now, are y'all country enough to know what a pea pod is? All right. Three P's in a pot of prayer. Praise, petition, ponderance. Like ponder. Praise, petition, and ponderance. Tell you a quick little funny story. I grew up in Cook County and on a farm. We cropped tobacco and, believe it or not, there's some pulpwood. Anybody know what that is? Threw watermelon 50 yards through the patches and through hay bales. And anyway, I'm not going to go there. But my mom used to make us go out in a pea patch. Anybody been in a pea patch? I hated it. I'm sorry. I hated it when I was a kid. I'm 53 and I'm still scarred from it. Picking okra about that high and get all over you, you know. And I was scared, man, of snakes out in the pea patch. But she'd go, you'd make us go out there, you know. And then we grew up like that. And then we had children and the boys got up about 4, 5, 6, 7 years old. My mom would call and say, I want to pick the boys up and take them to the pea patch. I'm like, oh, Jesus, how could I tell her no? So it was a rite of passage for our boys. So Granny would come pick them up, and they'd go out in the pea patch, and the boys come back, and they were mad at me. But they kept doing it for years and years, you know. So for her, as older she got, now she's 75, and it's become a, you know, what do you call it? It's nostalgic. You know, it's history to her, you know. She can't get out there very much, and about, I don't know, whenever the White Acre peas come in, I love White Acre peas. Anybody know what that is? And, sorry, I'm going to get back to y'all. Hang on a minute. So I called my mom one day. This is in the spring or whatever it was. I can't remember. I called her. I said, hey, Mom, I just got finished picking peas. And she just went on, oh, I'm so proud of you. That's so awesome. That's great. Yeah, yeah. I said, yeah, I picked them right out of the bin at Farmer Brown's. She said, you stinker, and she hung up on me. But I did. I picked them right out of the bin at Farmer Brown's. Little farmer's market in Valdosta, if you guys don't know. All right. So let's talk about the first P in the pot of prayer. Remember, we're talking about prayer and the Word of God, reducing anxiety and worry. Psalms 106:1 says, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy endures forever. So we need to focus on God and his goodness and his mercy and his love. Psalms 34:1-3 says, I will praise the Lord at all times. I will constantly speak praises. I will boast only in the Lord. Let all who are helpless take heart. It says, come, let us tell the Lord's greatness and let us exalt his name together. Just spend time, folks. That's what I was talking about right here. In this praise, if you're wanting to kind of develop a little prayer life, start out and just praising the Lord. Spend the time thanking him. Spend time listing the things that you're grateful for. Name these things out. Make like a mental gratitude list with the Lord. They say, Lord, I thank you, God. I thank you for my family. Lord, I praise you for my job. I thank you for supplying all my needs. Thank you, God, for living in this country. Thank you for my children. Just begin to have that attitude of gratitude with the Lord and be grateful and humble and praise His holy name. And that could take you a minute or two or 5 minutes or 10 minutes. I don't know. That's up to you and your time with the Lord, right? But it could take a little bit of time out there. And then when you feel that's right, then you move to the second P in the pot of prayer. And that would be petition. In the scripture, the word supplication, we just read it, it means to offer a petition or a request. Okay, this is a time that we lay our needs at the foot of the cross. This is the time that we ask God for the things that we need and the things that other people need. And then sometimes the things that we want. A lot of folks are uncomfortable with that. But God wants to give you things to bless you in your life. Just like we want to give our children things sometimes. You know? So, I like the little acronym JOY. You know, it's Jesus, others, and yourself. If you want to have joy in your life, Jesus, others, and yourself. Matthew 6, chapter 6, verse 7. Says, but you, when you pray, go into your room, shut your door, and pray to your Father who is in the secret place. He says, your Father sees in secret and will reward you openly. And when you pray, do not use vain repetitions like the heathens do, for they think that they will be heard because of their words. I like to say the country version of that is because of their fancy words. And guys, look, I really truly believe that a lot of people don't pray because they think they don't know how. They think they're not going to say it right or do it right. And some people don't pray because they feel like they may be unworthy. Well, guys, I'm telling you, God does not speak King James. I don't mean, you know, but I don't step on any toes out there. But He longs for us to fellowship with Him and talk to Him. Share your needs. The entire time that we're talking with the Lord, we need to be mindful to agree with His Word about our situation or our issue or our problem. And then when we feel like we've laid our needs before the Father, right? Because He knows them anyway, doesn't He? The Bible says that. Okay, then we can go on to the third P in the pot of prayer, which is ponderance. Ponder. What does that really mean? What's that? Yeah, exactly. Sometimes we need to just be still and be quiet before the Lord. Take a few minutes to rest with Him. We live in such a busy, hurry up society. Nowadays we stand at a microwave and say, hurry up. Don't we? Instant access to everything, with the cell phones and 950 channels on TV, or just, you know, we can go 100 miles an hour, and it's just everything is so busy and stressful. I really believe that God's calling His people back to personal, intimate relationship through prayer and Bible study. Psalms 46:10 says, be still and know that I'm God. I mean, that's one of my favorite verses. God is telling us to be still and know that I am God Almighty, the Creator of the universe, the one who developed your heart and your eyes in your mother's womb. Yes, you may have a problem. Yes, you may have worry. Yes, you may have issues and situations and anxiety. But understand this, God is on your side. We have victory in Jesus. So sometimes we just need to be still and just know deep down that He is God. He is the Alpha and Omega. He is the beginning and the end. And He has your life in the palm of His hand. You see, guys, I believe that God is jealous for you. The Bible says that. He is jealous for us. He loves us. And He wants to spend time with us. So I encourage you, my friends, to take the time out of our busy day to pray and fellowship with the Lord and study His Word. If we do this, I truly believe that we will begin to find victory for anxiety and worry. And we'll get to know, well, this is my favorite part, we'll get to know on a very personal level the Prince of Peace. The one who is all-knowing and all-helping and our comfort in the time of trouble. And then we will experience the peace that surpasses all understanding. Amen? And again, I believe that God is jealous for us. And He loves us. And He loves us. And He loves us. Now, I have something a little different this morning, if you don't mind. I've got about a 2-minute little video I want you guys to watch. And then I'm going to come down here and watch it with you. And then the guys are going to come up and we're going to sing a closing song. And after the video, if you want to come down, I'm going to be down here. If you want to come down and talk with me and pray, let the Lord lead your heart. So let's enjoy this video.